Amen.
Nomine Soi Merci. Amen.
Ramon said already, maybe there was a little bit fear for this preaching. I prepared to preach. I think maybe 40 sheets. That's a beautiful message for the church. But last night I couldn't sleep. And God said to me, move your preaching aside. We do something else this morning. And I believe that Jesus invites us to sit at his feet with his disciples and listen what he has to tell us. That's a teaching in John 14. We are reading the complete chapter, John 14. And you can read with me. Together with the disciples, we will surprise us about the teaching of Jesus. Last week there was a baptism here, and shortly I told about who is Jesus. And we got a short impression about his greatness and what he did for us. And today, it's a message of John 14, a message of hope. And we discover something more again, who is Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me, when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracle themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not the Father? To the world. Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own, they belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit from the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. We are sitting at the feet of Jesus with the disciples and he gives teaching. This chapter is not always very well to understand, but we try to do it. And with his Spirit in us, it should be possible. Let us ask the Spirit to reveal what he wants to say us. Lord, we have read your word, the verse that you have given to us, and will you reveal by your Holy Spirit what you want to say? Will you build up our faith? Will you enrich and strengthen us? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Verse 1. Many people believe in a God, in some God. But Jesus says, you believe in me, but also in me. It's not that you believe only in something that is greater than yourself, but that you believe in God who is the Father of Jesus. You only can believe in God by believing also in Jesus. And Jesus went to the Father to prepare a place. He said, there are many houses, many rooms in my Father's house, and I want to prepare them for you. These rooms, there is place for everybody who follows Jesus in the house of the Father. And he prepares a place for us, and when he is ready, he will come back. I don't know how it is with your expectations. We had the studies of Wim Grandia the last years about Revelations and Daniel. We see many things happen in the world that make us uncertain. And you think already 2,000 years many things happen. But Jesus says here, I come back and will you take with me. This still has to happen. That's a message of hope. We live in a broken world where there's much suffering, war, dividing. But this is the hope that Jesus gives us. we may go to the place where he is and we'll see who he is. Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Verse 5. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's a well-known text. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I believe that God wants to determine us again this morning with this truth. Maybe you found some way to God that you say, oh, I'm not so bad. Jesus says there's only one way. I am the way and the truth and the life. Every time we have questions, what's truth? We all have questions. In our house circle, we had a conversation this week about things that are admitted to come in your life, and we have questions about it. Suffering, family members who don't know Jesus or have rejected him. You have questions about it. God invites us now, come to me. I am the truth, the life, and the way. The way, truth, and life. Maybe it seems a cheap answer, but this is not just somebody who is saying it. It's Jesus who is saying it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you have no answers on your questions, come to me. Maybe you have not all the answers, but he is the answer. Jesus says, I am the answer. It has a mysterious sound when you say it, but faith remains. Faith will stay. When you have certainty about that, you have money to buy something, you don't need belief that you will be able to pay it. But faith is that you trust upon something you don't see. That is faith. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Maybe you say, I don't see it. But Jesus challenges you, trust me, I know that you don't see it. But surrender your life to me and trust me. Verse 7. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The only way to know the Father is watching the life of Jesus. And we can fill every Sunday service with this, where every time we learn new things about him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Philip said, I'm already so long time with you, and you don't understand. Maybe you believe already so long time. You frequent the church. You read your diary every day. And still you ask, who is God? Show me the Father. And Jesus answered, look at my life. The only way to know the Father is to follow me. I am the way to the Father. And that's a life of surrender. When you put that steps, you don't know where you come. But you trust upon Jesus that he is the way. We may walk in his footprints. Verse 10. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. This is a remarkable text. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak are not for myself, but the Father in me is speaking. The Father is speaking through Jesus. He does his works. It's not only just words, but the works who are working. It's not only has the meaning that you are unhappy and you become happy, or you are without work and you get work, but he was working in the lives of people. He didn't eat from himself, but through the Father. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Not only because of what he said, but also by his works. These were supernatural things, miracles. In this way he showed, I'm the creator, I'm above all nature laws, above everything that so explain, above everything that is natural. He does the impossible things. He heals people. Then he's able to do that. So that people think, yes, if he's able to do that, then also what he says will be true. So it gives you hope and courage when you see what works Jesus did and still is doing today by his children. It gives us hope for the hopes that we still see today. The miracles gives us also the right to say that our sins are forgiven. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. This is the message of hope. He will do even greater things than these. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. When Jesus promises that we will do greater works and we speak healing about somebody and somebody doesn't heal, then we complain against ourselves. We say, oh, I've not faith enough. I'm not worthy to walk in the footprints of Jesus. I fail. That's what I don't believe. Jesus gives a perspective. You will do greater things than we, and you may reach out to it. And I feel short, and I can use it as a complaint against myself. It's too difficult for me, but Jesus challenges this to two steps in faith, for you will do greater things than you have seen from me. Who of you finds this a complicated text? May I see your hands? Also some people not. This is a complicated text, I think, but I will embrace it and take it as a challenge Jesus gives us. It already happened at the first Pentecostal day. The Holy Spirit was poured out. When the Holy Spirit was poured out, it was not restricted by a body. For we all together are the body where the Holy Spirit is working. For the Holy Spirit will work through us and then we'll do greater things than Jesus did. Jesus was a man. He worked in his neighborhood with the people around him. But by the Holy Spirit, the whole world will be reached. Jesus gave us salvation by his suffering, by his giving his life. But he says, you will do greater things. Verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him not, nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. So we'll get another comforter, the Spirit of truth will be in us. Another counselor. Later on in verse 22, Judas is saying, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Why is that? The world is not able to receive the Spirit. And Jesus' answer is, he says something to think about. He said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own, they belong to the Father who sent me. The question was, why you reveal us only to us and not to the world? And the answer of Jesus is, when you love him and you do what he wants, he comes to live in you. We all learned that when we realize that we are not able to do it without God, that we have to convert ourselves and we are baptized and then we are saved. A beginning that Jesus comes in your life, comes to live in your life. When I visit someone, I'm a guest. And when you have to go to WC, you ask, can I go to WC? And then you don't use the time to look the whole house. And you walk to the cellar. And you put questions. No, that's not the behavior of a guest. We restrict to the room that the receiving person is giving you. But Jesus says, we will come to him and we will come to live in him. Like you receive a guest and you say, just come to live with us. And when he lives in the house, when you live in the house of somebody else, You don't have to ask, may I go to the toilet? And then he looks at everything and he is seeing everything of your life. I believe when you follow Jesus, he will come to live in you. And every day you understand better what is going on in your life. And you show Jesus, look at this. This is what I'm watching every day. And we are able to know him. And we will discover everything about him. When will that happen? When somebody loves him and respects his words. Verse 23. We come to believe, we turn back to him, and we walk in his footsteps. And very simply, we read what Jesus did in his life, and that we follow him in that. This is the meaning of walking in my footprints. And I hope that you have the longing to be more like Jesus, to get rid of every mess in your life, maybe you conclude that you don't make progress, or even that you feel back, you lose. That I challenge you to commit your life again to Jesus today. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus says more things about peace. The world wants us to believe that just by Christians, Muslims, all wars rise up. These followers of Jesus, Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus, they only have problems with each other, and they are the cause of all restlessness and war in the world. Look at what happens in Iran, standing up against Israel. It is just because of they follow the Quran, who says that Israel has to be destroyed. And the West is a Western fortress that has to be conquered. But Jesus said, my peace I give to you. At another place in the Bible is written, I didn't come to bring peace. That seems to be a contradiction. But the difference is that at the moment that you accept Jesus, you will discover what is the meaning of this. The peace that you get in your heart gives your love for other people, and you will behave with other people in peace. And everything of Jesus you give the first place. And Jesus said, like the Father and me are one, in this way you will be one. That's only be possible when we have the peace of Jesus in our heart. So then we don't stand opposite each other, but Jesus leads us. He is the head of you and me, and if our head is the same, then we go to the same direction. If there are conflicts, we have to realize that we have to do a step back and conclude, you of me, we don't accept Jesus as our head. We have to see what Jesus wants to do in our lives, for he wants to make us one. Jesus also said, at the other hand, I'm a stone. A stone to hit somebody. In that case, there comes quarrel. There's no peace at all. And you can have good conversation with people, and people say, oh, that's nice for you that you have your faith. But when we teach that he is the only way to God, then Jesus is a stone that hurts people. And that's why always there will be war and quarrel, because people don't accept him as Lord. If you love me, you will be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it happens you will believe. He went to the Father. The disciples were there when it happened. And we may look forward for the day that he will return. Verse 30. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold of me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. The world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. This is a direction to his crucifixion. And he was not crucified because he is overwhelmed by Satan, the prince of the world. And Satan is still the prince of this world. For Jesus says, he has no power over me, no hold on me. The reason that he died, that Jesus died, was not that Satan succeeded, but because Jesus did the will of the Father. He went to the cross voluntarily. He has been praying in Gethsemane, Father, if possible, let this cup go pass by. There was nothing impure, no lie in him, only truth. And he had to take all mess of the world upon himself to make us free. And fortunately, he chose to do the will of the Father. He was not overwhelmed by Satan. It was not a loser. He was not a loser, but a conqueror. That's why this chapter 14 is a message of hope. I hope that you can embrace it. Jesus who presents himself, this I am, this I do for you. It will change your life. I will live in you and you will do greater things than I did. We see it worldwide. Many people worldwide learned to know Jesus. But still many people didn't learn to know him. There is remaining much work for us. And then you have doubts, questions. Pray with each other. Pray. Embrace Jesus as the truth. Stay with him when he's saying, I'm the truth. Accept that from him. And you will get peace in your heart. Also in examples that you don't understand. Father in heaven, in the 3 years that you was on the world, you showed what is the meaning of being the Son of God. What's the meaning of the message of the kingdom in this world? For making a difference in the world that is ruled by the prince of darkness. And you have shown in your life what is the meaning that you was the prince of light. I pray, Lord, that you come to live in our lives. That you help us to convert when things are wrong in our lives. That we give room to you. It's your longing that we are transformed to your image. Will you let grow this longing in us to be strong and radical, open and honest about things that has to be removed from our life? And when we realize we don't make progress, that we don't accept that, but that we do the challenge you give us in your word. You can work powerful, Lord, in us. You will let break through the light in our life. You will be the Prince of Peace in our lives. You will live in our hearts. You will that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, that we are a hope for this world, that you give us the courage not to give attention to our own ego, but that we are ready to bring the message of hope to the world. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.